Shabbat Shalom, brethren. Shabbat Shalom. Today is Shabbat Mikedz, which means at the end. It's all about the end of Joseph's enslavement in Mizraim, Egypt. He had been in prison for 10 years, I think 12 years altogether. And it was about time for him to be released, having served his punishment, learned to be humble, and also basically he was being disciplined for the evil he had done to his brothers back in Canaan, the promised land, while he was still living with them, because he used to lie against them and also lie against Bilhah and Zilpah, who are the handmaidens of Rachel, and Leah. Hallelujah. And in this Torah portion, Joseph eventually became promoted to Zaphnath Paneah, which is the post of the prime minister, the right-hand man of Mizraim, Egypt. So he was the most powerful man in the entire world at the time, because Egypt ruled the world. Yahweh gave Egypt of Mizraim the ability to rule the world, especially during the season of the famine. All roads led to Mizraim, Egypt, if you needed food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This Torah portion is very much related to our day and age, and is related to the COP27 that was held in Egypt recently at the Sinai Peninsula, during which it was announced the new Ten Commandments would be released to the world. So, today we give glory to Yahweh for another new day, another Sabbath, the seventh day of the week, Sunset Friday to Sunset Saturday, which speaks of the resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Today is the anniversary of his death and resurrection, and therefore speaks of his salvation and also bringing us back to life. We humans, particularly those that accept him as their personal Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. This is going to be quite a quick audio. I might be interrupted while I'm doing this audio because I need to go and attend to the baby, but I just thought I should quickly highlight this, as this is the sixth day of the Hebrew festival, or the biblical festival called Chanukah, also known as Hanukkah, which means dedication. It is also the festival of lights because of the miracle of oil and light that Yahweh gave to us in the second temple in days past, having overcome King Antiochus Epiphanes, aka Antimony, during the Syrian Greek takeover of the Holy Land. Hallelujah. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, this takeover, was very perilous because it made the land of Israel to cry out in terror and horror for several years. Hallelujah. And at the end of it all, Antiochus was punished greatly with a disease that made him abandoned by all his subjects, because it made his body smelly, it made his body disgusting. Basically, he was like Job, but 10 times more. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve. He knows how to fight for his people. Our job is to stand up for Yahushua, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Yahushua is Lord indeed. Stand up for Yahushua, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Yahushua is Lord indeed. Stand up for Yahushua, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Yahushua, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer, where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Yahushua, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To those who vanquish evil, a crown of life shall be. They with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Stand up for Yahushua, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To those who vanquish evil, a crown of life shall be. They with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be unto the Most High God. Fight the good fight with all thy might. Yahushua is your strength and Yahushua your right. Lay hold on life and it shall be your joy and crown eternally. Run the straight race through Yah's good grace. Lift up thine eyes and seek his face. Life with its way before us lies. Yahushua is the path and Yahushua the prize. Cast care aside, lean on thy guide. His boundless mercy will provide. Lean on the trusting soul shall prove. Yahushua is its life and Yahushua its love. Faint not, no fear, his arms are near. He changes not and you are dear. Only believe and you will see that Yahushua is Lord eternally. Faint not, no fear, his arms are near. He changes not, and you are dear. Only believe, and you will see that Yahushua is Lord eternally. Fight the good fight with all thy might. Yahushua is your strength and Yahushua is your right. Lay hold on life and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally. Hallelujah. 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 Mahozur Yeshuati Lehana Nezabeyak Tikun Beit Tefilati Lesham Toda Nezabeyak Le'et Davila's Beyat Nidza Hamna Beyat Azegmo Beshim Izmo Hanukkah, Hamizbeach, Azegmo, Beshir Mizmo, Hanukkah, Hamizbeach, Rock of Ages, let us all praise thy saving power. Thou amidst the raging force, you are a sheltering tower. Furious they assailed us, but thine arm availed us, and thy word broke the sword when our own faith failed us, and thy word broke the sword when our own strength failed us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Children of the wanderers, whether free or fettered, wake the echoes of the songs, where ye may be scattered. Yours the message cheering, the good time is nearing, which will see all men free and tyrants disappearing, which will see all men free and tyrants disappearing. Hallelujah. 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 Abba Yahweh, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord, because you never forsake us. You never leave us nor forsake us. In Yahushua's name we pray all this, Lord. And we cover ourselves with the blood of Yahushua. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. In the days of Joseph, while he was in the prison for 10 years, Yahweh and Yahushua were his rock of ages, because the temptations were many. Potiphar's wife did not give up. She continued to harass him, even in the prison. It was so easy for Joseph to give up, but he had to say no, because Yahweh warned him that if he dare allows himself to sleep with her, he will destroy the entire earth with one stone. Everything hinged on Joseph. And this is why when somebody is the Joseph of the family, they are not to mess around. Mali barabasha kayanda babosa. Mara kayala boshanda. Everything concerning the family is hinged on Joseph. Masata yele boshanda baba. Everything in the family, every family has a Joseph. And that Joseph has a very great responsibility to play. Every Joseph goes through temptation of all kinds. They go through abuse, maltreatment of any kind. Lika yele bakaya la bashanda. But they always come out shining, especially if they allow the Lord to see them through and carry them through the period of tribulation. Jacob cried, he wept because he knew prophetically that he went to Laban's house to labor specifically because of Joseph. He said it when he lost Joseph those 15 years, that what is life without Joseph? Because Joseph is the reason as to why he labored. Maliba shakayanda. He labored for Laban for 21 years, especially the first 14 years. It was because of Joseph. He knew within himself prophetically that Joseph is his firstborn son, even though Joseph came as the 11th son of the family. And I can't forget my husband making a similar statement 3 years ago when our son was unwell. He is also the Joseph of the family. And my husband was like, what will life be like if anything happens to this boy? Brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach, this is a time in which we are to celebrate the victory that Yahweh has already given us over the devil and his only begotten son, Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama is going to be the King Antiochus of our time. But he's going to be way more than what Antiochus did, because technology is involved and many other things. Joseph went through many troubles. Jacob went through many troubles. We are to pay a similar sacrifice. Yahushua HaMashiach was challenged greatly in John chapter 10. The main reason for doing this audio was to read from John chapter 10 verse 22 to the end. But I think if I try to read it, I'm going to end up going over the time limit I'm supposed to that allows me to share on WhatsApp. When you read John 10, 22, all the way to verse 41, you see Yahushua HaMashiach's deity challenged. He's being challenged for saying he is the Son of God, the Son of Yah. Earlier on this morning, we shared about the Son of Yah, not knowing that this is a major subject that is concerning the festival of Hanukkah. And every year, Obama tries to find a way to assert himself as the Son of God, the so-called Son of God, during this season or prior to this season. The week that the queen died, he did something. A portrait was unveiled and there was a Hanukkah menorah in the background, basically trying to pass a message that he's trying to assert himself as God, the Son of God. Brethren, let us not give up on God. Let us stand up for Yahushua HaMashiach, no matter what comes our way, as we have heard me singing earlier on. Let us fight the good fight of faith with the armor of Yah, with the help of Yah, knowing that He is our rock of ages past, cleft for us. The rock that is not shaken. The rock that will fight for us no matter what. I need to bring this audio to an end, brethren. Remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Perhaps I'll continue a little bit later on. Chag Sameach, and remember, Christmas is a demonic festival. So please do not get involved. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.